Recipient of my caring love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Recipient of my caring love. Who is the recipient of my caring love? Good question, isn't it? Who is the recipient of my caring love? Well, the recipient of my caring love is me. That's right. It's me. And it's only me. The recipient of my caring love is me. When I love myself, which is the way I started out, I like me, I like me, I like me, then it's me that I'm liking. And when I like me, then I look around my world and I see all the likable, lovable people in my world. Because I have a lovable heart, a lovable attitude, a lovable me, I look around me and I see everyone lovable. No matter where I look, no matter who I look at. Oh, I may complain, I may say things at times that indicate that I'm not too happy with some things that are happening, but I don't not love them. How could I ever not love anything? Because I am the recipient of my caring love. And my caring love is a love that is non-judgmental. It's a love that doesn't look at other people and say, you're good, you're bad. You're right, you're wrong. What you're doing is right and wrong. I choose who I associate with. That's true. I associate only with people who are beautiful, who are loving, who are good, who are fabulous. But everybody is in my world, whether I like that or not. Everybody is in my world, and everybody is a sparkling, shining light in my world. Now, what am I going to do about those lights in my world that are a little dim, or that are different colors? How about that? How about if there's red lights in my world, or if there's dark lights in my world, or blue lights in my world, or whatever color lights, fluorescent, what have you, incandescent, all sorts of lights in my world. And then there's the lights of charisma. Then there's the lights of a smile. There's the lights of a laugh. There's the life of a frown. These are all lights. These are all lights. L-I-F-E-S and L-I-G-H-T-S. They're all that reflection, all of that expression. Now, who is the recipient of my caring love? It's me. So if I care about anything, to care when something is not the way I like it, that's a caring too. To care about something that you'd like to work on to improve, that's caring too. To care about something that you would like to say, wow, you're the greatest. Or to care about a young talent. And the person may be 100 years old, and it's a young talent. It's a talent just birthing, borning, aborting, coming out, being expressed. And the young talent might be a smile. The young talent might be a frown. The young talent might be the ability to play the piano. The young talent might be anything. Now, how do I care about that young talent? Well, would I like to be a smiler? Then I smile. Would I like to be a frowner? Oh, then I better look at myself very closely and see why I am frowning. Why I am frowning at something I see. Why I am frowning at something I love, something I have created. And you see, I am the recipient of my caring love. So if I care about something, if I think about something, if I look at something, that's right, just even looking at something. If I look at something, I endorse that. I endorse that. I approve of that. I say, okay, that's just fine. And so I look at a horse. And this little girl is riding on this horse. And she's just 4 or 5 years old. But she's riding on this horse. 4 or 5 years old, my God. Yes, 4 or 5 years old. Her parents are horse people, and they have this horse ranch. And this little girl has been sitting on a horse, and she's been born because her mommy takes her in her arms and carries her in her arms while she's riding the horses, because she does everything with the horses and everything with her daughter. So here this girl is 4 years old, and she's sitting on this horse. And a dog comes along, a dog that they're not familiar with, and he barks at the horse. And the horse knows that he has a very special passenger on his back. And so the horse remains calm. The horse remains calm. Because the horse knows if he were to jump up, he would take this precious cargo, this precious 4-year-old girl, and throw her in the air, and she would land on the ground. And the horse is not going to do that to something that it loves, something that its master loves. And the dog barks, and the horse looks at the dog. And the horse has the ability to do this too. The horse looks at the dog and says, "Back off, boy. Cool. Relax. I have a special cargo here, and I will not be disturbed." And the dog barks more. And the horse says, "That's enough. I will have no more of that. That's enough." And then the horse says, "Oh, my goodness sakes, where is my manners? Where are my manners? Where am I? Oh, I am so silly." And so the horse starts dancing around. And the horse starts being a happy horse and showing how happy it is by dancing, just lifting a foot and putting it down, lifting, not throwing the child around, but just lifting a foot and saying a little prance type thing. And the dog looks at that and says, "Hey, what is this?" And the horse smiles and laughs. And the dog says, "Hey, you're not angry at me because I'm barking at you. And you're trying to make overtures to me of being friendly. I understand that. You know, we animals, we understand each other." And so the dog looks at the horse. And the dog says, "Okay, I'll do that." So then the dog says, "Will you teach me that?" And the horse says, "Of course I will." And so the horse lifts up a foot and puts it down, lifts up another foot. And then the horse lifts up 2 feet, opposite legs, and puts them down. Then he lifts up 2 other feet, never raising his body 1 inch higher than it was. And the dog says, "Well, now that is really wonderful. I'm going to try that." So the dog is prancing in front of the horse, lifting up his feet, and the horse says, "That's very good. That's very good." And the little girl sitting on the horse says, "Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful." And the little girl is so filled with joy, so filled with trust, so filled with love, so filled with a caring for her horse, a caring for the dog now, because this is a new creature in her world. She has all sorts of dogs, but none that ever barked at her. And now this one isn't barking at her anymore either, because that dog is the recipient of the little girl's caring love. The dog is a recipient of the horse's caring love. The dog is a recipient of the horse's master's caring love. The horse is a recipient. The dog is a recipient of my caring love as a storyteller here. The horse is a recipient. The master, the dog is a recipient. The little girl is a recipient. The master is a recipient. And I am the recipient of all that goes on in my world. Now, I could tell a dreadful story and say terrible things happen, but I don't choose to do that. I choose to have that horse be so smart he knows exactly how to handle a difficult situation. He is so smart he knows just how to handle a difficult situation. Now, they say that horses are afraid of snakes. And perhaps horses are afraid of snakes. When the owner teaches a horse not to be aware of its environment. And so, when a snake comes along and the horse sees the snake, the horse sometimes rears up and wants to be away from it. But look at it from another point of view. The horse is a recipient of its caring love. And the horse is a very loving being. Now, think of all the horses that run around in the Wild West, and all the horses that are out alone, the horses that are in pasture, the horses that are whatever. And do they ever run into snakes? Well, you bet your life. But the snakes are more likely to be away from the horse than they are to be near it. So the horse is high up in the sky. He's taller than a man. And when the horse looks around, he sees what's on the ground, and the horse is very observant. This is why horses do not get bothered by snakes or other creatures, because the other creatures are aware of the horse and they stay out of their way. And the horse, whenever it would see a snake, would just turn and go the other way, or it would say to the snake, as it is kinship with all life, it would say, "Hey friend, how you doing today? Have a nice day. And let everything be happy in your world. It's happy in my world." And he prances on his way. He prances on his way. I always like to tell the story of one of my little guests. He and his mother were with us, and he was about 4 years old. And we were walking through our acreage and in the mountains. And the little boy and the cats and the dogs were running ahead of us. And they were on the trail just having it then. And the little boy was naked as a jaybird. And he was running along just having the greatest time. And he was singing and laughing and playing. And we noticed a stick across the path, quite distant from our location. And we recognized that it was a snake. Now, the mother was at first going to scream and holler and frighten everybody. And I said, no, cool. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And so the little boy and the dogs and the cats, they ran down the path and jumped over that stick and ran on their way. They didn't stop to pick the stick up. They just jumped over it because they were playing and they were running and they were having fun. And the stick didn't change its position one little bit. And then as soon as the little boy had run past the stick, then the stick became alive and moved off of the path. So when the boy's mother and I arrived at the location the stick had been, he had long since gone into the brush. Now, can that happen? Was that snake the recipient of our caring love? We didn't want to harm the snake. Was the little boy and the dogs and the cats the recipient of our caring love? Oh, my goodness, yes. Was its mother the recipient of our caring love? Well, she became part of that caring love, too. And did everything work out beautiful? Oh, my, yes. Oh, my, yes. We live in a wonderful world, which is the recipient of my caring love, of our caring love. And do we like that world? Do we think that world is beautiful? Do we think that world is lots of fun? Oh, my, my, yes. When I live my caring love, everything is a beautiful, joyful life for me. It's just a matter of who I am, what I am, why I think life is so wonderful, why I live in this happy environment, why I look at all the world about me and I smile at all of its love, all of its goodness, all of its peace. Why do I do that? Because I'm a happy person. Am I love? I guess you would say I'm love. Do I give love out? I would say very much so. Do I love everything and everybody, regardless of how silly they are at times, and regardless of how seemingly they're not following what they really should be doing or could be doing to have a happier life? Yeah, I do. Do I get angry at people? Oh, I sometimes get loud or and I get people's attention or I act angry. But I don't know how to be angry. If I were angry, I would have a rotten tummy. If I were angry, I would have a rotten life. If I were angry, I would have a life that is out of control. Because anger is out of control. And anytime we get out of control, what happens to us? Anytime we get out of control, what happens to us is that we are no longer happy people. We are no longer gentle people. We are no longer sincere and joyful people. We are people who are looking for problems in the world, and believe it or not, we are finding it. Is this what you want in your life? Is this how you want to live? Is this how I want to live? Well, I like to be the recipient of my caring love, and my life shows it. I look around at my house here, and my house is a simple house, one room. It's got a beautiful kitchen, beautiful bathroom, beautiful closets, beautiful bed, and Davenport couch chairs, my office equipment, my computer, my recording equipment, everything. And I look around, lovely. And then I look around the color, and I see the drapes are blue, and the drapes are wherever the sun might shine in, so I can keep the sun out. But normally I like to let the light in, and I normally like to let all the outside in. I have windows everywhere. I have beautiful carpeting on the floor, and everywhere I walk I feel so comfortable. And then Ellen keeps bringing me lovely plants because Ellen says, I love you. And I say, Ellen, I can't handle you so much love. You bring me so many plants. I have plants everywhere, and they're all blooming, and they're all smiling, and they're all saying, it's they're your love showering itself on me. But keep it up, Ellen. I'll handle it. I'll handle it. You keep it up. And so she keeps up buying me beautiful plants each time she goes in town. And you know, my windows are filling up with plants. And occasionally, I have to take some plants and give them away to somebody else, and take them somewhere else, and give them to some other house. But my house is always aglow with loving plants that just seem to grow and grow and grow because they're the recipient of my caring love. My carpet is the recipient of my caring love. My closets are the recipient of my caring love. My kitchen is the recipient of my caring love. All in divine order, always clean, always sparkly. My windows are the recipient of my caring love. I don't see dirt on the windows. Somebody else comes in here and says, oh, your windows need to be washed. I say, I didn't notice that. I look right through that. I don't even see that. I just see all of it great. And then somebody might come in and go to the corner and go, say, hey, you got a little here, you got a little something there, and you got a little thing here. I don't even see that. And when I look at my corners, they're all perfect. When I look at my cabinetry, they're all perfect. And they keep perfect. And I wipe them down using lemon oil and making them just glorious and beautiful and clean. And I wash my windows occasionally, not even thinking about it. And I vacuum my floor now and then, not even thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, other people are in my house when I'm not present, and they vacuum my floor for me, and they wash my windows for me, and they straighten out my clothing for me in my closet. They make everything look beautiful. They do everything. They straighten out the things on my desk, sort of shuffling the few papers that are laying there around. And they're doing everything to make things lovely and neat and beautiful, to make my world orderly according to their standards. And it must be my standards too, or else they wouldn't come and do it. All people who come into my world and do any loving thing do it because they're the recipient of my caring love. They see in me a beautiful house. They know this hermitage where I live is a beautiful building. They know this hermitage is wonderful. They know this hermitage is always a warm and cozy place because I like a warm and cozy place. And they know that the grounds around the hermitage are always filled with beautiful trees, lovely pine trees. I have 18 trees around here that I water separately from the indigenous trees that grow here, the manzanitas and the others. And everything is green and glorious and beautiful. And just a smile of green on the dirt, indicating grass might be there, but it's just natural soil and natural environment. And the beautiful red, I guess you'd call them, the red tile steps going down to my back area, and the beautiful red tile steps around my front pine trees, and the beautiful trees, the beautiful fish pond. And Nita came here, and she hadn't been here for a few years, and she looked at the fish pond, and she said, "My, it's so beautiful. It just is wonderful." And that's true. It just is wonderful, because they are the recipient of my caring love. The orderly way I have gifts hung around my house that people give me. Tony from Nevada sent me some of his Indian artifacts and a little bag of stones that he had treasured, and as an Indian, he felt they were wonderful and would be nice in my house. And people just shower me with every beautiful thing, and no matter what I do, it just becomes more beautiful. And like Ellen likes to say, I go in your house and it gets bigger every day. And she says, "My goodness, you rearrange your furniture every once in a while." Yes, maybe once a week, once a month, I rearrange my furniture. I rearrange it because I like to get underneath and vacuum it, and I like to get around everything. And as long as I'm arranging it to get under it, to vacuum it, then I find it in a different location. I say, "Now, how would this look this way? How would this look this way?" I've lowered my monitor on my computer screen, and I put it down at my knee level. And so here I am, sitting in my chair, looking at my knee level, and I don't have a crick in my neck. I don't feel any strain. I feel just so comfortable. And I do my work there, and it just sort of invites me to do it. I have the keyboard sitting on my lap on a special tray, and it is so comfortable. It is so beautiful. And my mouse just naturally rides around on the tray that I have there. And I have my iPad computer next to me and my AirBook computer next to me, and I have my iMac computer on the floor in front of me, and I have my iPod, and I have my iPhone, and my goodness, you say, "Herb, you're a rich guy, you're a wealthy guy," all these things. Well, over the years, they just be added unto me. People come and say, "Herb, you should have this. Herb, you should have that. Herb, this is a blessing on your birthday. I give it to you." And everything I have belongs to the university. Everything I am belongs to the Absolute Monastery here. Everything I do is with this beautiful facade, this beautiful place that I live, this beautiful house, this beautiful place that makes my life happy, where I give the recipient of my caring love. It's my home. And everyone feels very comfortable when they come in my home, because my home is a recipient of my caring love. When people come in my home and we talk about their desires and their needs and their worries, it's not a home filled with their desires, needs, and worries. It's a home filled with inspiration that whatever they dream, whatever they desire, whatever they look forward to, it is done now. All of us can have the recipient of our caring love be our own happiness, our own beautiful world, our own beautiful universe, our own beautiful self. You can do this if you choose. But if you don't choose, you can still do it. because you are surrounded by beautiful people who want their world to be the recipient of their caring love. And you're in that world, and they're in your world, and all is very good, very wonderful, very fulfilling, very rewarding, because you made it that way with your caring love. Have a wonderful day. And just know I'm showering you right now and always with all of my caring love. And I see your life and your world fulfilled with every dream, desire, every thought you could ever have. So watch those thoughts. Make sure they're positive ones that you really want. And only give attention to those thoughts that you really want. And they are yours now. Okay? Okay. I love you. I love you. I love you. Do you know that? I love you. I think you're fantastic.